Megan has been sitting back there in the virtual green room. She's watching. She knows I see her. And I'm sitting here going, oh, Megan's here. Let's bring Megan up. Hey, Megan, what's happening?
Hey there. How are you?
I am good. I am good. You know, I read something. You're a business coach. You're an entrepreneur. You know, all the things we've been talking about today, you're mastering. You're out there just doing your thing. But you literally took a business from zero to 8 million?
8 million, yes.
Dollars, not pesos.
Dollars, yes, that's right.
So what got you started in this journey of entrepreneurship?
Well, funny enough, it was actually a hula hoop. I got started.
Excuse me?
A hula hoop. I know. It's crazy. I actually started when I just finished college and I knew I wanted freedom. And I discovered this amazing thing called hoop dance. And I started doing it. And it's funny, if you've never looked into hoop dance, look it up. It's wild. It's amazing. And funny enough, it's actually a really powerful tool for personal development and personal empowerment. And it helped me to really like embrace who I always wanted to be. And that was where it started. I realized I wanted to make hula hoops and share it with every person that I met. And I got certified to teach it. And that was where it all started. That was about 14 years ago. And yes, and here we are today.
Wait, hold on. One, I've never heard of hoop dance. Okay. I have to look that up. There's a certification program for it. I feel so left behind. And what exactly, how do you find that? How do you know this is what you wanted to do? I mean, come on, give me more.
So I had seen it at festivals, like music festivals. And okay. So I had seen like these like hippie girls with these hula hoops. And I was like, that looks cool. That looks really fun. And so that was when I started, I actually started watching YouTube videos and like trying to figure it all out. And of course I was Googling like crazy, trying to figure out like, how do I get my hands on one of these hula hoops? I'd never been able to hula hoop my whole life, but I knew that this was something that I wanted to do. And it turns out there was like this whole counterculture, like, you know, this subculture of people that were doing this. And there were many people before me who were doing it. And that was really where it all started. Yeah, I know it's pretty crazy, but it also
blowing
was
my mind. You're blowing my mind.
It was the thing that changed everything for me. If you've seen Cirque du Soleil, I know you're in the Las Vegas area.
Yep.
And if you've seen Cirque du Soleil, you've probably seen some of those like circus people, and so it was very much aligned with that. You know, there are a lot of people who I connected with were involved in the circus culture and all of that. But there's something about being able to dance and be free and be fluid and just to be who you are that really kind of set me on that path.
So how do you go from hula hoops,
yes,
to building an $8 million business to being rated one of the number one groups on Huffington Post? How do these things tie together? Because one of these things don't go together. How did that happen?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, entrepreneurship is just, it's a journey. It is a journey. And that was the first step for me. And it actually led to another really big step for me, which was I decided that I wanted to host an event. So I had a 5-day music, yoga, and hula hooping festival where I had, you know, hundreds of people attending this event for 5 days, camping out, listening to music, taking workshops, doing all of that. And that was where I started to learn, okay, this is what a real business can look like, producing this event, marketing it, all of that. And then because I started building this community, I had people coming to me a lot saying like, how did you create this? Like, how did you do this? And so that was like, I realized, oh, I could help people to do something with their lives. Like, I didn't really know what it was going to be. And that was when I discovered
they did something with their lives.
Yes, yes. And so, yeah, so that was when I decided, I'm like, let me get into this coaching thing. Let's look and see what all this is about. Because obviously there are people who want to do something great. They want to step forward. They want to live with purpose. Mm-hmm. And so that was where it all started, where like I really took things seriously. And that was about 8 years ago when I got into the coaching industry. And then when I got in, I realized like, wow, there's a huge market for this. And every year it's getting bigger and bigger. People who realize that they can do more, they can be more when they have the support to make that all happen. And that's kind of where it all started for me, like, you know, that transition. And there was a lot of bumpy roads in building a business as of course, you know, building something great, doing things differently. It's never going to be easy.
Yeah, it's a rough road.
Yeah. Yes. We set out so excited thinking that life is going to, oh, I'm going to be my own boss. I'm going to work for myself. This is going to be easy. But it wasn't always easy. And I ended up closing the doors to the first coaching business that I had after having really struggled with burnout, always being the one who had to drive the business forward. And what really hit home for me was when I had my first son, and I could only take off 4 weeks to be with him because I had to like get right back into working. And so it was a very, you know, it was just not, I always knew that it was going to be a mom, and I was like, entrepreneurship will give me the freedom to be present with my kids and all of that. And that was just so not the case, at least in the way that I had built that business. And so I ended up closing the doors to my business, and it was a really, you know, one of those rock bottom moments, but it led me to this coach who wanted to, you know, be this, like build like a true empire. And I stepped in to be her right-hand woman and support her as she did that. And, you know, I trust everything that happens and all of those tough moments, and having closed the doors to my business because I'd burnt out, because I didn't know how to build a business the right way, like in a way that it can actually work for me. Then stepping into this other company and helping her to build this from the ground up, I got to see what it really takes to build a true empire, like something that works for you, a business that like you can really leave a legacy with and really impact a huge amount of people.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal.
It is the ultimate goal. And what I learned was that literally anyone can do it. Like, it doesn't matter like who you are or what you think.
And
like,
right now somebody is looking at you going, Megan, you've lost your mind. I can't build that. I can't do it. I don't have the skill level. I don't know what to do. So how do you address that person that thinks right now you're not talking to them because they know they can't build an empire business? What do you want to tell them?
The only thing that you need, the first thing that you really need is you need to have a strong desire to make an impact. Like, you know that you're here for a purpose. That's literally the first thing that you need. If you don't feel that, then maybe you are somebody who wants to help someone else do that. But if you have that drive inside of you and you feel that pull that you're like, I have something here, that's the first step. And then the next step is like, get the support to do that, because trying to do it alone is going to be hard and it's going to be lonely. And so this is really about you stepping forward and saying, yes, I want this. And then you just take one step after the other. My business partner and I, we are firm believers that you start by building a business for what you want. And that really starts with finding somebody who believes in what you're doing and partnering with them and saying, okay, like, let's make this happen. Find somebody who really sees what you have to offer and sees the vision that you have that can help you and take your hand and help you to take those steps forward. Because when you have that person who's got your back, it really does, it gives you that push, because there are moments, like we said, there are those tough moments where things get hard. But when you have a support system there and you have somebody who really believes in you and who's willing to do the work with you, then that's the game changer. And this is one of the things that we do with our clients, because we know that this can be tough to push through those moments. So it's really about building a team. We are huge advocates of having a team of people behind you to push you forward, to drive the momentum forward, because just trying to do it on your own can be tough. And if you're really serious about having that empire, you have to think for the vision that you have, not for where you stand right now.
Let me ask you, you mentioned a little bit ago, and I totally agree with you. I totally agree with what you just said. But you mentioned a little bit ago about burnout, and a lot of people are doing exactly what we're doing right now. They're working in their home. You know, days go by before I start my car because it's like, where am I going? So they're working in their home and they're trying to do everything. You know, they're the cook and the sous chef, and they're doing the dishes. They're doing everything. How do you address burnout?
Yeah, so it's a thing. I'm actually in the midst of a launch right now. So I have been very, very busy. We've been doing, you know, trainings every day. And I also have two young children at home. I've got a 8-month-old baby and a 4-year-old son. And again, team is everything. Like, if I didn't have my nannies to help me, and listen, it's not about having somebody, you know, like, I'm humble. I don't have people who are in my house 24/7 doing everything for me. But where can you offload something? Because right. If you're trying to do it all yourself, you are limiting your ability to be present with those who matter most, whether it be your family, whether it be your partner, whether it be, you know, your business. Like, you're limiting your ability to fully show up in the space that you need to be in that moment. So, right. You know, one thing you can do, have somebody who, like, order out, or have somebody who can do food prep a couple nights a week for you, just to take that off of your plate. It feels like an extravagance, but the time and the energy that you get back as a result of that, like, it's about paying it forward. I'm all about investing in my health and my wellness on the front end, rather than pushing myself to a point where, you know, I'm sick and I'm completely burnt out and I can't do the things that I need to do in my life if I'm on a hospital mm-hmm. bed. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather make that investment now to be able to live life now, rather than, you know, hoping that in the future it's all going to pay off.
And again, the 15 minutes flies by. I just looked at the clock. I've got like 20 other questions I want to ask. You got to come back. Good.
Would love to. I'm so grateful to you for bringing all of these amazing women together.
You guys are doing your thing, man. If my platform, quote unquote platform, can help, if we can get the message out there, yeah, but I really just want to show people from all walks of life. I know it's International Women's Day, but I want to show people from all walks of life. Yeah, you can. You know, you can literally sit in your guest room.
Yes. Yes.
And talk to people that have made millions of dollars and are making millions of dollars and changing people's lives in a positive way in the middle of one of the biggest pandemics in human history. Yes. You know, it's like, thank God for technology, because you imagine if we had gone through this in the 80s and all you had was a pager, 911, you know, this would have been crazy. But right now, you know, nobody wants to be in COVID. Nobody wants to deal with any of this stuff. But to deal with it and being able to have this kind of technology and having people like yourself reach out and respond and say, yeah, I'll come. You know, I'll come and spend 15 minutes. You didn't know what I was going to ask you. You didn't know me from Adam. You just said, sure. You know, worst case, you could turn the power off. I mean, I guess that's the answer to it. You know, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I literally do want to ask 20,000 other questions, and I hope you can come back again and we can have a full interview and do some Q&A and all that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, you know, number one, Huffington Post, we barely touched that. Tell them how to reach you. Tell them where your group is on Facebook. Let's get some of that out before I get hate mail.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. So you can go to ladies, L-A-D-I-E-S, who scale, ladieswhoscale.com. And you can join into our Facebook group. Would love to connect with you there. That's the best space that you can go. We are always in there serving and sharing tips and trainings and strategies and just real human connection. Because like you were saying, like that's what we need most right now. And I'm so grateful to you, Tigo. This was just so fun to be here with you today.
I'm grateful to you, Megan. Thank you. Happy International Women's Day. And I hope you can come back soon.
Absolutely. All right. See you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.